Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved. There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play, and we danced like a wave on the ocean.
That's the Hooters bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, five international awards for that book, folks. I'm really proud of it. The third ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. Wherever books are sold, especially Amazon, they got a pretty good price on it over there. 17 till. Steve DiBianco is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, executive director of NetChoice, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna throw down a gauntlet here and have somebody prove me wrong. Nobody, I don't think on television or radio, has covered as continuously and as thoroughly the threat, the proposed policy of taxing your internet sales across the country, regardless of where you are, without a nexus in your country. Anybody buys something from you from any other state, the policies have been on the books, or they've been trying to get them on the books, I should say. So for you to have to remit taxes to thousands of precincts around the country, and Steve DiBianco has been giving us a report. Nobody's fought this harder than he has. But, Steve, we had a bad week last week, didn't we?
I'm afraid so, Jim. For 15 years, we, along with you and many other allies, have been fighting the battle to make sure that no small business would have to answer to audits and tax demands from virtually every tax collector in all 46 states and in hundreds of towns that also have their own tax authority. Well, last week was the culmination of an awfully long battle, and the U.S. Supreme Court overturned 50 years of established law that protected small businesses and said that you only had to answer to tax officials in states where you had a physical presence. That's been the law for over 50 years. And the Supreme Court last week said, oops, we think we're gonna redo that.
It was kind of a strange vote lineup, though, wasn't it? Did you tell the audience about that?
It only went down 5-4.
But who were the five?
In this case, the five were Justice Gorsuch, just appointed by President Trump, Justice Clarence Thomas,
yes,
who 18 years ago voted the other way on this very same issue. He flipped. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote the opinion and was the champion of this entire effort. He was the one who invited this case. And as you know, he retired a week after rendering
this opinion. Day after. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
That's right. Justice Bader Ginsburg, and it was apparent during the oral arguments she was going to go against us.
Right.
And then finally, the flip. The one who surprised us all was Justice Samuel Alito.
See, this is the thing. I want you to point that out. In my lifetime, I don't think I've seen a mix of liberal, conservative judges on any one issue. As long as I've been covering this, as long as I've been paying attention to the Supreme Court, I've never seen that kind of a mix. Have you?
Jim, it was unique, truly unique, and when you read the opinion and how it's written, the opinion is a mishmash of, let me steal a line from your award-winning book, The Third Ingredient, that their logic in overturning 50 years of fiscal protection is a mishmash of digital fear and greed. Mm-hmm. Digital fear in the notion that they bought the line that small-town American businesses are afraid of the Internet. They've missed the idea that small-town mm-hmm. businesses use the Internet to reach customers that would never, ever otherwise come to their stores, and that all these businesses use the Internet to do research on what you're acquiring. We do it for supply chain. We use it to be able to compete and survive against the big-box stores that dominate so many main streets. So I think the digital fear was completely overblown. Mm-hmm. I mentioned digital fear.
I just had a young lady on who sells tiny bags that she started making 28 years ago. She sells to individuals. She sells them to distributors, to retailers. She sells them online. And this is going to hurt her business.
I don't know how she will answer when 46 states and over 500 cities and towns can send her a demand letter requiring back taxes plus penalties and interest.
Yeah.
Anytime a customer in one of those states happened to visit her website, it's not as if, Jim, she's sending catalogs and direct mail to every corner of the country. She can't afford to do that. She simply puts up a website and hopes that people find it.
And let me tell you something, HD, let me tell you something else. That I'll tell you a little scenario, a little story that's an example of how these precincts behave. It's not just a matter of collecting the money and having it there on time. We, in my state, a few years ago, we sent sales tax into my state. In those days, we had to send local and state to do two different locations. We put them in two different envelopes, mail them at the same time. One of them got processed by the post office before 12. One was processed at like 12:01 that night. Because of that, that entity charged us an interest and penalty because it was late. Just because the post office, now they received it on time, but they charged us the interest and penalty because of the postmark. And guess what? They deposited it the same day as the other one that came in. They sent me. It was like an $800 penalty in interest. $800.
And they put the money in the bank on the same day.
Same day. Oh, yeah. No, they processed the same day. It had nothing to do with anything but the postmark. My point is, these are the kinds of shenanigans that these entities play with people, and a lot of people pay it. This is unexpected things that people, it's not just remitting the taxes. You're going to have to deal with these people.
And, Jim, the administrative hassle, the complexity that you spoke of, it's one thing to manage it in the one or two states.
In one state,
where you happen to have a store or a warehouse. Yeah. That's manageable. That's the cost of doing business. But what if 46 states and hundreds of
Steve, hold on to that thought. I've got to take a quick break. We're going to talk about this some more, folks. This is a potential nightmare that's happening to us right now. Quick break, 10-10. NetChoice.org, by the way, is Steve's website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.